well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, a different theme tune tonight. We'll just maybe play in you for the next few weeks. Orinoco Flow, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, and our delayed broadcasts in Christchurch on Saturday night, Capital Coast and Wellington on Sunday night, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the world. And the programme, as always, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, I hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland, sports news and business news and international news. And we'll bring you details on things happening in New Zealand. Lots of things happening leading up to St. Patrick's Day, which is not too far away, hard to believe, today in Auckland. Anyways, it's the second last day of February, the 27th. But anyway, up first tonight, Sean Keane and Home Away From Home.
I didn't sleep at all last night, I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I had one bag too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down, and I aged in years while waiting for the bag to come around. And I make it home at last, and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. By the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again, but it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes, Sean Kane, the man from Carlestran in County Galway there, and Home Away From Home. And that's what I like to do here each week for an hour at least, is bring all the Irish people that are listening here in New Zealand back home for an hour, give you the latest news. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. But certainly one thing that's good today is the weather in Ireland. Beautiful weather at the moment. In fact, the weather is more like the beginning of May rather than the end of February. And there's pictures in many of Tuesday's papers of young people sitting out in glorious sunshine here. It's a nice picture here in the front of the Irish Independent showing Valentina Melissa Leo. She relaxes amongst the daffodils in the Phoenix Park where the temperatures reached 16 degrees. And the highest in Ireland on Tuesday or on Monday was 17.4 degrees in Mount Dillon in County Roscommon. So there you go. And there was another picture of two twins on the front of the Irish Times yesterday, of a picture taken in the Phoenix Park as well. Headlines from the Irish Independent: Islamic terror suspects will be allowed home. Our citizens can't become somebody else's problem, declares Taoiseach about extremists who fought for ISIL. Love trial: Garda found traces of blood in Mary Lowry's house, but that's been updated since that story was released. And this court case is going to continue weeks. It's been running for 5 weeks already. The aftermath of the Oscars got a lot of publicity in the Irish papers, and the one that got the best movie ended up a lot of post-production for that was carried out in Dublin. Brexit, the latest news is that Theresa May says if she doesn't get the latest plans through the House of Commons, she'll ask for a two-month extension. The Labour Party are saying they will ask for, unless they get their plans through Parliament, they'll call for a second referendum. And there's a number of growing concern now of Britain leaving without a deal, which is obviously very worrying for Ireland. And until this vote is taken in the House of Commons, I think it's on the 12th of March, nobody knows what the next move will be. But lots of negotiating going on in the backgrounds, and in the background, and I'm sure the Irish government have preparing for a series of emergency cabinet sessions over the coming weeks. In fact, many ministers that are travelling around the world will be called back at short notice. People travelling to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Sadly, to hear that the minister was coming to Ireland, Heather Humphreys, the Minister for Trade and Enterprise, now won't be making it to New Zealand. Schedule was too tight to include the work she's doing in Australia and Singapore. So disappointing that no Irish minister will be visiting New Zealand for St. Patrick's Day celebrations this year. I'm personally disappointed that Heather's not here, because I did work with her in the Ulster Bank many years ago. It would have been good to catch up with her again. And I know she'd been in touch with me. She was looking forward to coming down here to New Zealand. But hopefully she'll be back again before too long. Right, this time we're off with four olds to Glenamaddy, a man from County Monaghan, where Heather is from, Big Tom.
Four country roads winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads leading to the cliff behind. Four dusty roads winding to the town of Glenamaddy. Four dusty roads forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And oft are the times I long to see my hometown once again. Churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. one dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadow. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Yes, the late Big Tom there singing all about the four roads to Glenamaddy in the county of Galway. And Big Tom played there on many occasions when I was growing up and packed the place out, the Sound of Music Club. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Looking at the front of the Irish Examiner paper today, tech giants, taxation must change, says France. This is obviously hitting out at companies that have based themselves in Ireland and get away with paying a very low percentage of tax. And we know that the government here announced in the last week or two that these tech giants need to pay more tax in the countries that they do business. Hard Brexit now far less likely after May's offer to MPs. And then on page two, there's no evidence of serious assault at Lowry House. Murder trial hears. None of the areas identified as blood by Garda tests were actually bloodstains, according to a forensic scientist. And then rugby legend and Lions legend and Irish legend, Willie John McBride. He was back at Buckingham Palace yesterday, 47 years after he received an MBE to get a CBE. And he said he thanked the Queen. And he said it's great to be back again after 47 years since he got his last honour. The 78-year-old ex-Lions and Irish skipper is the most decorated player in the British and Irish history and has been recognised for his services to rugby. And McBride, whose charity work sees him serve as president of the Spoon Society in Ulster and as vice president of the Riding for Disabled, he lives in County Antrim. He told Queen Elizabeth he was a player of the amateur days and that Wales were very strong when he was playing. She responded, "They still are." There you go. He describes himself as being very fortunate to have played in an era when there were some wonderful players such as Barry John, Mike Gibson, Phil Bennett, JJ Williams and Gareth Edwards. He won 63 caps for Ireland, including 11 as skipper. But it was the Lions that defined his career. The second row forward was a Lions tourist on five occasions from 62 to 74, helping the Lions beat New Zealand in 1971 and captaining them on an unbeaten South African tour 3 years later, winning 21 games and drawing one. He said in 1971 we were the first team to beat New Zealand in a series, and in 74 we were the first team to beat South Africa in a series. I had a great bunch of men with me. So McBride played in a record of 17 Lions tests, which is eight more than the closest current player, Wales captain Alwyn Wynne-Jones, and he feels it is a mark unlikely to be reached and or to be matched. He retired from playing in 1975 and was a Lions manager on the tour to New Zealand, and 8 years later, that was in 83, that wasn't a great tour, and in 1997 he was an inaugural inductee into the International Rugby Hall of Fame. He said that Ireland have been remarkable for the last two seasons and it is difficult to maintain that standard. But we'll get back again, he said. It's a funny game. So there you go. Willie John McBride, nice picture of him. And briefly met him once. He was I worked at the Ulster Bank and he was a manager in the Northern Bank. But as he said, he played in days when nobody got any money for playing rugby. Well, we'll go back through all the sports results of the weekend later on the programme tonight. But up next, we're off this time with, let me see what we got. We've just come off. This is Paul Brady and the Homes of Donegal. Lovely song here, especially for all the Donegal people listening out there. Thank you.
dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to hear how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again and greet you, big and small. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal. Standing by the door, the kettle boiling on the hearth as I walk up the floor. And then to see a welcome free for travelers one and all. I like to stay along with you a while away the night. With fairy lore and tales of yore beside the turf fire, right? I'm there to see Donegal. Right away.
Yes, the unmistakable sound there of Paul Brady and a lovely song called The Homes of Donegal. And if you're from Donegal, we'll dedicate that song to you. And wherever you listen tonight, whether you're from Donegal or Mayo or Kerry or Wexford or Waterford or Dublin or anywhere else in between, or any part of New Zealand, you're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, the Irish radio programme broadcasting here with the support of the Hugh Green Group in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on a Saturday night, Cafferty Coast, Wellington on Sunday, and around the globe and around the world, around New Zealand on a Wednesday, on any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. And greetings to people listening online. I know there are a number of people listening in Ireland, England and Holland and Australia, and one or two in America as well. So I hope you're enjoying the programme. Ireland Calling. As I mentioned, lovely weather in Ireland at the moment, and obviously beginning of March, not too far away, 2 days' time. Hard to believe the first 2 months of the year are gone. The days are getting a bit longer over there in Ireland, and Ash Wednesday this day week, start of Lent, it's a bit late this year, Easter coming up towards the middle of April. And obviously the big news in Ireland has been the latest discussions that's going on over Brexit, which is a big issue. And as I mentioned earlier, ministers that are travelling around the globe to fly the flag for Ireland on St Patrick's Day have been told they may have to return home at short notice. Well, that was on Monday, but as a result of Theresa May's speech to Parliament yesterday, she's saying that it's unlikely that Britain will leave on the 29th of March as expected without a deal. And it can be negotiated with the next 2 months. We'll have to just wait and see. But the Labour Party in England are calling for another referendum, whether that would give a different result. We remember that there was two referendums in Ireland that were both rejected originally by the Irish people. One was the Nice Treaty, one, the other one was a Maastricht referendum. They were only marginally beaten, but within a couple of months, when Bertie was in power, we had a second referendum and we got them through. And I think it was highlighted to Ireland then all the benefits that Ireland had got out of the European Union, and to make sure that we voted the right way the second time round. And maybe this might be something that could be pointed out to some of the parts of Britain that have received a lot more grants and subsidies than Ireland have if there was a second referendum. We know that probably the big issue that people voted to leave was the freedom of people, free movement of people, which is still technically going to happen in a certain shape and form under the current exit agreement. But maybe if the British people get a chance to have a second referendum, they may change their mind on some of the issues. Right, we'll move on again with another song, and I think this time we've got the Green Fields of France, if I'm right, or it could be a song for Ireland. But we'll hit button 3 and see where we go here anyways. Song for Ireland, Mary Black.
Walking all the day near Tom. Thank you.
Yes, Mary Black there, her lovely, her version of the song, Song for Ireland. And we'll go through the sports sections of the papers later on. But I got my Irish Times up here on my laptop now, our iPad, and the lovely picture on the front of the Times today with very well-dressed hurlers from Limerick with the Liam McCarthy Cup. And Limerick hurling captain Declan Hannan with teammates at a reception in Oras an Uachtaráin yesterday for the All-Ireland champions. So they've obviously been so busy since they won the All-Ireland hurling final, beating My County Galway at the end of August last year, that it's taken them until the last week of February to get up to visit Michael D. Higgins at Oras an Uachtaráin. But they've come down to ground a bit at the weekend. They were going very well in the league, but Cork beat them. So that's they're still probably in with a chance, a very good chance of making it to the final of the Division 1 and retaining the league title that they won. Pretty sure they won the league title last year, but certainly some good hurling games and football games over the last weekend, and I'll go through details later. Of course, the Irish Times leads with the story, hardliners claim plot to stop Brexit as May opens door to delay. And in weather, it says it's going to be dry with sunny spells and patches of mist along the south coast. Highs are between 13 and 16, but cooler in the coast. We talk about cycleways being built here in New Zealand, but the cost of installing a new 2.7-kilometre cycle path from Fairview to Amien Street in Dublin city centre has almost tripled to €20 million. And, of course, the news that got a lot of publicity here yesterday, George Pell, the cardinal from Australia, who helped elect popes and ran the Vatican's finances. He's been found guilty yesterday of sexually assaulting two choir boys. But, of course, that case has been appealed. Well, I think appeal was going to be lodged today. And but certainly a very, very senior figure within the Catholic Church, and this on the days that the Pope is wrapping up his conference in Rome with all the bishops and cardinals, the child sexual abuse that has taken place in many countries around the world involving Catholic priests. And I suppose this is the last thing that the Pope wants, but they've asked for people just to stand back until the courts system goes through its full formula with the appeal that's probably going to be lodged. Loud shooting related to gang feud, and of course I think I was on air last week. I mentioned that it was just announced that the super prize of nearly €176 million was won in Dublin. Well, the syndicate haven't been publicly photographed. Certainly they've been identified, but it looks like they were an extended family of about eight semi-retired people and their siblings or their children in Nall and Duleek and parts of Louth, Meath and North Dublin. And I saw one of the members of the syndicate was interviewed over the weekend, and he said it's like being in jail since they were announced as the winners in the early hours of last Thursday morning. But officially they haven't got the check yet, because this was a Euro Millions lottery, which basically is competed in about seven or eight European countries. So until they all get their money together and get it to the Irish lottery can write out the check. And some other lucky person bought a ticket on Saturday night and only won €10.5 million. So there you go. Some Dublin and people in Dublin, they probably buy more lottery tickets than anywhere else. That's why they win more prizes. But somebody that bought a ticket in a shop, in a convenience shop in O'Connell Street, won €10.2 million on Saturday night. Right, we'll come back after this and we'll do sports news. Stockton's Wings and Smoom Fool's Cry.
Shadow follows you, you don't even know its name. It's and the dream have suddenly run dry and you cry. I hear you cry when you cry like the rain. No one cries when you cry like the rain. When you cry.
Yes, Stockton's Wing there, and you can hear former member of Stockton's Wing, Kieran Hanrahan, every Saturday night. He presents Cayley House on RTE Radio. It's on about 10 o'clock here on a Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. And he was here with the president, not President Higgins, but the previous president, McAleese, which was in 2007, if memory serves me right. Righto, well, we'll have a look at the sports sections of the paper, and the headline on Monday's Irish Times sports section: Ragged Ireland knocked out of their stride in Rome. Lucky enough to get away with the win, and indeed a bonus point, but certainly they didn't play that well. So the Six Nations, how they stand at the moment: Wales are on top at 12 points, England second at 10, Ireland, they've got no, or they got one bonus point there on 9, France 6 and Scotland 5, and Italy have 0 points. And unlucky, because they're certainly playing better, led by former Irish international Conor O'Shea. So up next on March the 9th, Scotland take on Wales in Murrayfield. Wales win that match, they'll be waiting in the long grass for Ireland a week later on the 16th, when they play them for a Grand Slam and championship game. England play Italy at Twickenham on the same day, March the 9th. And then on Sunday, the 10th of March, Ireland take on France at the Aviva Stadium. That game completely sold out. But certainly Ireland will have to play much better. There's something wrong. You know, they haven't played really like a team since they beat the All Blacks last year. And Steve Hatchett in an interview last week, when you're up there, he maintains that the number one team in the world because they beat the All Blacks last year. There's pressure on them to perform, and some people perform better under pressure than other people. So certainly a number of key players being injured hasn't helped their cause. But, you know, the one thing that Schmidt is doing is building depth ahead of the World Cup, because they lost badly in the quarterfinal 2015 because of the number of players that were injured. So some of these second and third string players are going to have to pull up their socks, so to speak. So the result of that game was Italy 16, Ireland 26. But of course, Wales beat England, and they're heading for a Grand Slam. So Ireland will have to really improve to take on Wales. They'll need to beat France first convincingly, and get a bonus point if possible, and then they'll set up a grand finale in Cardiff, Principality Stadium, on the 16th of March. probably won't be good enough unless England are beaten by Scotland next weekend, or maybe they're playing Italy next weekend and England play Scotland, I think, on the final game, unless Scotland upset them at home, which is probably unlikely. Right, the Allianz Football Leagues last weekend, games that took place. Dublin won 12, Mayo 7 points. Mayo were unbeaten before that game. Tyrone, they bounced back at a big win over Monaghan, won 16 to 12 points. Galway, they had a 1 point loss to Kerry in Tuam, a packed out Tuam Stadium, won 10 to 14 points. And Cavan, they beat Roscommon, so they've eased their relegation, difficulties. So standing of Division 1 at the moment, Kerry up there with 8 points, Mayo 6, Dublin 4, Galway 4, Tyrone 3, along with Cavan 2 points, and Monaghan 2. Division 2, Meath, they're up there with 6 points, followed by Fermanagh. Fermanagh had a good win. They beat Donegal 10 points to 13. 13 points to 10, and that game was played in Donegal. So Fermanagh going really well. Kildare are up there with a chance of playoffs at 5 points. Armagh 4, Donegal 4, Clare, Tipperary, and Cork down the bottom with 1 point. Cork certainly a powerhouse in football not so long ago. Division 3, Louth have 6 points. They're followed by Down with 6 points. Westmeath 5, Longford 5, Laois 4, Offaly 3, Carlow 3 as well, and Sligo 0 points. And with full marks out of every game, 1 played 4, 1 4, Leitrim are joint top of Division 4. They're joint equal with Derry. Derry have a better points difference, so they're both on 8 points, followed by Wicklow 4, Limerick 4, Antrim 2, and Wexford 2. So certainly Leitrim going very well. And in the hurling games that were played last weekend in Division 1A, Cork, Clare 222, Wexford 122, Tipperary 17 points, Kilkenny 18 points, and Limerick 121 at home, beaten by Cork 221. And a former All Black is in the dugout with the Cork team now, Doug Howlett. There's pictures of him in quite a few of the papers earlier this week. So in Division 1B, games played last weekend, Offaly 14 points, beaten by my own county, Galway 220. Carlow 17, drew with Laois 17, so that's two draws, I think, for Carlow in this championship. No, it's not. They drew with Galway, I thought, a few weeks ago. So maybe they have the score down here is wrong. And Dublin 126, Waterford 415. So the Division 2-1B standing has Waterford on 6 points, Galway 5, Dublin 4, Laois 2, and Carlow on 1 point. Final games to come. Yeah, Waterford have Galway at home, and that'll be whoever wins that game will get an automatic qualification to promotion Division 1A. And Dublin play Laois, and Carlow play Offaly. So they were all the big games that were played in Gaelic games last weekend. And of course, the racing fraternity are looking forward to the Cheltenham Racing Festival, which isn't too far away, coming up, starting the week after next, and of course, leading into St. Patrick's Day. Righto, this time I'll press a button here now and see where we're going. I've got a few controls that have broken here. So we'll go for number 3, the Green Fields of France. Let's see if we're off here. Yes.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride was it slow and obscene. Did he beat the drums slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And the band play the last post and chorus. Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you get a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined? Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fine slowly? Did I sound the dead march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze, it makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gun firing now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the fall? A young Willie, my bride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? The pipes play the flowers of the fall.
Yes, Willie McBride, or Finbar Fury there with Davy Arthur, and that was a song called The Fields of France, almost taking us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. We've got a few more minutes left, in fact about 8 minutes to go before the end of the show. The show you're listening to brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hard to believe, the last show in February. In fact, by the time you listen to this in Wellington and Christchurch, we're into March. So the first 2 months of the year going by very, very quickly. Well, I always look through the Farm Independent on a Tuesday. And the headline on yesterday's Farming Independent Ireland, Brexit beef chaos hitting prices up to €150 a head. A gap between Irish and UK factory trade widens as farmers here bear the brunt of Brexit pressure. And I see here where farmers slam the scattered approach on dog control in Ireland. And there's four different organisations that's in charge for registering dogs, and nobody knows whether every dog in Ireland is microchipped. But farmers are worried now, especially as the lambing season gets underway, with marauding dogs going out and attacking sheep and young lambs. And in fact, there's been reports that there's been upwards of 40 sheep killed in the County Louth area over the last 4 weeks. So farmers are telling dog owners that you're going to be responsible if your dog kills any of our livestock. In fact, there was a prosecution the other day, totally unrelated, but related to animals. A farmer in Moishel in County Carlow, he had an awful lot of animals, in fact, hundreds of dogs on his farm that were not treated very well. And he was found guilty and sentenced, I think, to 3 years in jail for cruelty to animals last week. And his wife was found guilty as well, but she wasn't given a prison sentence. So that was all bad. And then in the early hours of Monday morning, the news broke in Ireland that a young 16-year-old man was killed in a car crash in the same area of Moishel in County Carlow. And I think I've seen one or two reports in saying that this young man that was killed, he was driving four of his mates in the early hours Monday morning, and it was a bit foggy. They hit a bridge. That he was the son of the man that was convicted last week. So some tough times there for that family. But some of the pictures and some of the evidence that came up in the court case was awful. So very upsetting to see the way people look after animals. Righto, I see we're a farmer here in Austria. He's been ordered to pay €480,000 after a cow trampled a hiker to death. A farmer in the Austrian mountains has been ordered after a German tourist was trampled to death. So obviously a lesson there for people that are maybe travelling or tramping near farms anywhere, whether it's here in New Zealand. Why the consumer is king for sheep farmers. Are we losing traditional sheep farming skills? There's an article, a feature article in the Independent. Farmers must continue to support their local marts, which are the lifeblood of rural communities, says mart manager and local politician Dan McCarthy. And he's at the helm of Kinmare Mart in County Kerry since 2004. New border rolls spark fears of vet shortages. Post-Brexit inspection posts could take away more large animal vets. And price gap between Irish and UK fat cattle soars 50% in a month. That's the story that was on the front of the paper that I mentioned a few minutes ago. And farmers cannot afford more restrictions on wetlands and peatlands. Farmers with wetlands and peatlands cannot afford to be penalised through the imposition of restrictive controls on farming practices, according to a report in the paper. British farmers still believe that Brexit will work in their favour. Many are unsure, I think. We're leaving nothing to chance after last year's lambing hardship. That's John Fagan. He's a farmer in Gartlandstown in County Meath. If you want to make lambing a success, preparation is the key. Getting the feeding right is probably the most important thing you can do. Remember that whatever about underfeeding ewes, overfeeding them can also just be as bad. Get the balance right, says John. Right, we'll take another bit of music and then come back and wrap up the show for another week. And we'll see where we're going to go with this particular song. No, we're all over the place here. There's a few controls that... Yeah, here comes the night. Van Morrison, yeah. No, that's Paddy Riley. That's the wrong. We got to go around here. Here comes Van.
See you right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another girl. well.
Yes, Van Morrison there, and Here Comes the Night, almost bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope you've enjoyed tuning in tonight, and don't forget the Hugh Green Parade will be taking place down Queen Street this year on St. Patrick's Day, and if you're in the Auckland area and you would like to carry a flag of your county or province, why not go onto the website stpatrick.co.nz and you'll get details there on who to contact to carry the flag. I know they're looking for more young children, and I know that the Irish Society are always looking for helpers in putting together their float. So thanks again for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and I'll leave you tonight a little bit of music from the Connerys, the Donegal Mazurkas. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Have a nice weekend.